Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 27, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Trends in prevalence, treatment, and control of cardiometabolic risk factors among adults with hypertension in the United States, 1999 to 2023. The United States observed a sharp increase in hypertension-related deaths over the past decade, underscoring the need for public health strategies. This study identified 21,822 adults with hypertension from 1999 to 2023 through the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. Researchers collected data on changes in age-adjusted prevalence of diabetes and other cardiometabolic risk factors within this population. The analysis of these trends offers critical insights into the evolving landscape of hypertension management. Article number 2. Multimodal molecular testing provides prognostic value for heart transplant recipients. Multimodal molecular testing with gene expression profiling and donor-derived cell-free deoxyribonucleic acid demonstrated prognostic value for heart transplant recipients. This study evaluated 1,934 patients from the Surveillance Heart Care Outcomes Registry. Researchers assessed risk based on the most abnormal test results between 2 and 6 months post-transplant. The evaluation provided insights into the joinability of these molecular tests to predict future clinical events, such as graft dysfunction. Article number 3. Results of the MACITEPH study of macitentan for the treatment of inoperable or persistent/recurrent chronic thromboembolic pulmonary hypertension. The MACITEPH study evaluated macitentan 75 mg once daily for treating inoperable or persistent or recurrent chronic thromboembolic pulmonary hypertension. This prospective, double-blind, placebo-controlled Phase 3 study randomized adult patients 1:1 to macitentan or placebo. The patient population included individuals with chronic thromboembolic pulmonary hypertension, with or without balloon pulmonary angioplasty, or after pulmonary endarterectomy. The primary endpoint for this investigation was a clinical composite. Article number 4. Enhancement of suppressive function of Li-49 less than sup greater than plus less than slash sup greater than CD8 less than sup greater than plus less than slash than slash sup greater than T cells in allogeneic immunity by CD80/86, CD28 blockade in mouse. Li-49 positive CD8 positive T cells restricted by QA1 or major histocompatibility complex peptide function as immune suppressors and allogeneic immunity. In organ transplantation, a CXC motif, chemokine receptor 5 positive Li-49 positive CD8 positive T cell subset suppresses CD4 positive T cell activation through QA1 recognition. This action inhibits donor-specific antibody production and promotes heart graft survival. This suppressive effect is particularly enhanced under CD80/86, CD28 co-blockade. Article number 5. 50-year pediatric heart transplant outcomes, a pediatric adult center linked analysis. This study analyzed 50-year outcomes following pediatric heart transplant using a pediatric adult center linked analysis. Researchers reviewed all pediatric heart transplants performed at Stanford from August 19, 1974 to August 19, 2024, leveraging a linked electronic medical record system. The analysis documented patient characteristics and post-transplant outcomes, including death and retransplant. This extensive review provided a detailed understanding of long-term patient trajectories, including events after adult care transfer. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.